You know, here on The Conversation, we've done a number of stories about 2020 being the International Year of the Nurse. The World Health Organization designated in a nod to Florence Nightingale, a trailblazer of modern nursing and proper sanitation. We thought that it was a good time to reach out to the CEO of Queen's Health Systems, Jill Hoggard Green. She's proud of the fact that she's a nurse and now heads the state's trauma center and is in a position to improve healthcare in the islands for the short term and long term.
I'm a nurse of 40 years. I actually graduated with my bachelor's degree in 1980, and I keep my license because that is the roots and what compels me to constantly focus on how can we improve? How can we improve health? How can we better meet the needs of the people we serve? And clearly, the pandemic, this virus doesn't wait. It can be lethal. And for me and for everyone at Queen's, Queen Emma created this hospital to fight infectious diseases that were killing Native Hawaiians in the 1850s. So for us, it goes right to the core of our mission. So it's been an incredible experience, particularly because of the love and courage and creativity and compassion that I have seen with everyone that I'm working with here in Queen's. And I can also say that about our government officials and the health systems in general. Unlike lots of places around the world and the country in particular, where you see real divisiveness, while we have frank and lively conversations with different opinions at times, everyone is leaning in. We're realizing this is about our ohanas, our families, our neighbors. It's a privilege to serve, and I take that very, very seriously, and I take it to heart. I knew when I was interviewing, I kept saying to colleagues, I've been in healthcare for 40 years, I've been in excellent health systems, but that love and compassion was greater than I had seen in any other health system. And then when I got here and realized that's also part of the culture and how we think about how we're connected to each other and connected to our land, it's, again, I use the word privilege in a way of I have deep respect for being a part of this community.
Yeah, we are so fortunate to live here, humbled by the beauty and I think the compassion that this community shares. You know, we are in this safe travels mode, in a state of recovery for our economy. We've heard the key to our economic health is our well-being. And we've had to have this balance where we've had to build our capacity in order to allow us to kind of reopen our borders to welcome people in.
I support the Safe Travels program, and here's why. First, they really consulted us as clinicians and healthcare leaders. So as you think about testing people 3 days before they come, that actually will reduce the number of individuals walking through our doors if they did have COVID. It significantly reduces it. And it would actually be lower than the number in our community today. Now, that also means, and I'm very, very focused on this with all of us, this virus is no respecter of person, and we must, all of us, a visitor, all of us that live here, we must be wearing our masks. So we all need to be wearing our masks, keeping physical distance, and being vigilant about hand washing. And I also throw flu in there, and we'll come talk about that in a minute. Everyone, visitors as well as all of us, if we do that, we can lead through this virus. If we don't, it is very easy for someone to get exposed and not know it because they didn't have a mask on. So for me, I'm very supportive of Safe Travel. I think it's a safe program, but we've got to be vigilant about all of us wearing our masks, physical distancing, and then we can enjoy the aloha spirit that's here.
Well, you talked about the flu season, and we are looking at the news headlines across the nation where we've got these hot spots, and the fear is that the virus will spread, the flu will spread.
So having a flu season on top of coronavirus could be extraordinarily devastating to this community. So this is the time where all of us need to get our flu shot. If we were over 85 to 90% of us having our flu shot, that dramatically reduces the pain and suffering that can happen for an individual or for the community as a whole. So I strongly encourage that. Do it now. And then, as it relates to coronavirus, we know that if we're wearing our masks, that significantly decreases the potential for an exposure. And if we are more distant from each other, that does it as well. Masks also help reduce the spreading of flu. So if you've got your flu shot, you're wearing your mask, and your physical distancing, you're not only protecting yourself, you're protecting your ohana, you're protecting your family.
Now, Queens just recently expanded with the new infectious disease unit. Can you talk about that?
We want to always be able to serve each and every person. And our board has been quite amazing through this entire process. But as we went through from March to May, we learned a lot. And at that point, we said, we've got to strengthen our system. And we need more negative pressure rooms, and we actually need a whole unit that has negative pressure. And what negative pressure means, an AIIR environment is one where it's the highest standard to keep infection from the patient and the caregiver and appropriately filter out the infection that is potentially in that environment. Our board, at that point in time, back in May, then authorized $12 million to move forward with great speed to convert a unit that would expand 24 beds so that they could be in that protected environment, that AIIR environment. It's incredibly humbling to me that first with the board's support and then with our wonderful construction team, they made that happen in less than 100 days, and we've opened it. So we now have 24 more beds in addition to the beds that we had in the health system that are completely designed to care for individuals with an infectious disease, and it creates a safer environment for our caregivers as well. So the team has moved in, it's up and operating, and it has some very interesting and important features in addition to the negative pressure rooms. It's built where in each room there is an ultraviolet cleaning system that if there's not a patient in it, it's automatically getting that ultraviolet cleaning. The restrooms are cleaned around the clock. As soon as you open the door, it stops. And then there's tremendous technology in the room that allows our patients to be able to talk to their family in a much more personal way, for telemedicine to be occurring. And all elements of the room have been designed to have the best way of fighting any infection. And it can convert into an ICU. So it strengthens our capacity to care, and it strengthens the safety to care.
Earlier this year, there was a concern that we didn't have enough healthcare workers, and we did have to bring in some traveling nurses at one point when we saw our numbers tick up. What's the snapshot there?
Yes, we had, during the peak of the surge in August, I called the governor, I talked with our health and human services teams, and HIEMA, they all coordinated to help us get access to additional ICU nurses that came on the ground and really provided exceptional relief to our caregivers. And we are so grateful to both our state leaders as well as our federal leaders for supporting that. Now, we all learned from that across all of our health systems. And one of the things we learned from the past surge is there are hospital beds in many hospitals that are just not staffed. And had those been staffed with talented nurses and teams, that we would have been able to care for greater numbers. So with that learning, the Hospital Association, Hawaii Association of Healthcare, went and got a support of over 100 caregivers that are coming on island, and we have some of them already starting with us, but they'll be with several different hospitals, allowing us all to increase our capacity so that we're prepared. We learn every day, we strengthen every day, and that will assure that our caregivers have additional support as we face the fall season. So, as always, Queens is here to care for each and every person, whether you're a resident or whether you're a traveler. We have great systems right now to provide support to you and make sure that you get to your highest level of function. We also work then in terms of monitoring and supporting individuals after they're discharged. I am inspired by the courage and the creativity of our team. They are deeply committed, and during surges, they're caring for many patients, and they are incredibly important, high priority for us to make sure that we can keep them resilient. They need breaks. they need your love and support, which they feel as a community. So for us, that was essential. And back to our board, they said to me very early, you make sure that we're doing everything we can for our caregivers, make sure that we are caring for them well, and we are doing our very best and continue every day to work on ways to strengthen them. And your, again, love and support from their neighbors makes a big difference.
And where do you stand on, I guess, capacity building for local nurses, for our local graduates of the nursing schools?
I'm a strong proponent, and this has been a theme for me for my whole career. We have to build the next generations. When you look at nurses, there are many of us that are over 50. And when we have to assure that we are creating the right environments and nurturing and educating and supporting them. One of our major strategies that our board is supporting is, I'll describe it as investing in our next generation, whether it's helping through school, whether it's creating the right environment when they graduate, making sure that they can see a lifelong career here on the islands with us at Queen's. All of that is very, very important.
That was Jill Hoggard-Green, CEO of Queen's Health Systems. She has a background in nursing and brings a fresh perspective to the medical center. She took over for Art Ushijima, who retired last year after 30 years of service.